This house was one of the main shooting locations for the film The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and also one the film had to fight hardest to secure. The director chose the house as the ideal setting for the retirement home where the title character lives for many years, but the owner, who at the time was evacuated to Houston thanks to Hurricane Katrina, refused the request, as she had with many requests from film companies in the past. It took the director personally convincing her that the film would portray New Orleans in a positive, hopeful light, much needed after Hurricane Katrina, to change her mind. The film shows the home inside and out. It sold shortly after the production for about $1.5 million. The design of the house shows the broad array of visual styles the Americans living in the neighborhood drew from. Ionic columns on the ground floor, Queen Anne reliefs on the second floor, and Gothic arches in Greek Revival dormers on a roof of part shingle, part Spanish tile. Notice on the opposite side of the street a row of five mostly identical houses. These were built shortly before the Civil War as a real estate speculation by William Ferret, an architect who was the son of a New Orleans mayor. Ferret lost his investment when the war began, but went on to become one of the city's best-known architects in the coming decades. His projects included Sandra Bullock's house on the previous block. From here, continue along Coliseum Street to the end of the block. You'll see to your left a couple of the small shotgun houses mentioned earlier, long, narrow, working-class homes commonly seen across New Orleans. You'll also see ahead of you the wall of Lafayette Cemetery No. 1, and on the right, you'll see a turquoise and white building, the home of Commander's Palace Restaurant.